Patrick Whiteface was accused of injuring his infant daughter on two occasions. On March 24, 2011, Whiteface took the baby to the emergency room, where x-rays revealed that the child's left femur was broken. Whiteface told doctors and investigators that he heard a pop while lifting the child up by her legs to change her diaper. 4 days after that trip to the hospital, the baby was again in medical crisis. She was gray and unresponsive and airlifted to Colorado, where it was discovered she had critical brain damage. The state alleged at trial that Whiteface had obstructed the baby's air supply, but a defense expert said the child appeared to have suffered from a sustained seizure that depleted her glucose and oxygen. That second charge is the one Judge Eklund dismissed. The defense made a motion to acquit the defendant on both charges based on inadequate evidence of a crime, and Eklund granted the motion on count two. That left the jury to decide count one regarding the broken leg. In closing arguments, Deputy State's Attorney Josh Hendrickson told jurors that an infant's leg does not break from a diaper change. He said Whiteface clearly applied excessive force, and that is the definition of child abuse. And he reminded jurors that the state's medical witnesses, the doctors who examined the infant, did not find the break to be accidental. Public defender Tom Diggins relied on testimony from Dr. Christopher Sullivan, an orthopedic surgeon from Chicago. Sullivan said an infant's femur is slightly smaller than a pencil, and the baby's break occurred at the narrowest part of the bone. He said baby's bones are more fragile before a child starts to walk, and a small amount of rotation can break a bone, such as when twisting the child into a onesie. Patrick Whiteface remains free on bond. Parties will discuss what happens next at a status hearing yet to be set. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.